This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
We've got a guest in, haven't we?
We do.
Alrighty, get that applause ready to land. It is the one and only Johanna Allen.
Welcome.
Oh, the live studio goes wild.
No, the audience love you.
So kind of
you,
so
young
generous.
Lady. I love the young. I have watched you in various shows over the years now.
It's been years. I'm a big fan of you too.
Well, it's just, I mean, for us, getting you in. If you're not familiar with this woman's voice, listen to this interview, and then you need to get along to. And then what a venue, the Melbourne Recital Centre.
It's beautiful. I love it. It's our second time there, and I did an Ireland show there about a year and a half ago, and it is just such a gorgeous little intimate space. But at the same time, you know you're in a great hall,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And it's, I mean, for that venue, it's all about the acoustics
as well, isn't it?
Often we, you know, you work in spaces where, you know, can have a bit more reverb.
All of that.
You know, because you're just not going to be there. But
no,
this is all about the sound.
And it's a kind of show that has so much. We've got a really rich palette of different sounds to play with, so it's a perfect venue.
It is Euromash.
Euromash.
Now, what is Euromash all about?
I'm so glad you asked. Look, I spent most of last year locked in the convent of the Sound of Music, which I really enjoyed.
Yes.
But during that time, I reacquainted myself with Piaf and Brel and Kurt Weill and those amazing European musicians and writers and artists. And I fell in love. My little gypsy soul took off and I loved it. But right next to my gypsy soul is my desire to be a pop princess. And I decided to put those two things together in a show, basically.
Because most of us in cabaret and even when whatever, we've gone to watch so many things with those artists you mentioned.
Yes, yes.
And Eurovision is absolutely massive.
It was anyway.
And now that Australia's in it.
Of course.
It's ridiculous.
It is beyond everything.
And you thought, right.
I'm getting on the coattails of that.
Yeah.
But look, it's a mixture of those very iconic songs that we know through people like Edith Piaf and Jacques Brel. And, you know, largely we're doing them in English with touches of different languages. Piazzolla, that tango that I hear and I can't help but sort of start to wriggle and dance in my seat. It's that kind of music, but it's infused with Kylie Minogue, Madonna, a couple of sort of, you know, torch songs that aren't necessarily in that European milieu. They're more kind of rock ballads that we're reinventing. So it really is a mash of. Look, I just wanted to be both. I wanted to be a pop princess and Edith Piaf. So I thought, fine, right. I'll just put it together and make a show.
Perfect.
Yeah, and it's very joyous. I'm joined by Mark Simeon Ferguson, who is an incredible musician. He worked with Rufus Wainwright when he was here.
We were just talking about Rufus.
The amazing Rufus.
Yeah.
Julian, who normally lives in London, but I feel very fortunate, happens to be in Australia over this time. So he normally plays, you know, with far more famous people than I, but he's gracing me with his presence. I shouldn't say that I'm famous, aren't I? Yeah.
Totally.
We're all famous. Yeah.
No,
they obviously don't.
I'm really not, though.
They obviously do the work that they want to do.
They do. And, but
they
joyous.
Wouldn't do it if they didn't want anyone
this
to want
to. This is very true. But it's just wonderful to collaborate with them. So it's sort of songs that I've chosen, influenced and intertwined with their musical ideas, and we've all come together. Mark has a background in Argentinian tango and Latin American music and is also a great jazz player. So,
great.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah. What's your favourite number to do
in it? You know what? It's a toss-up between the last section, which is when I went, I really want to do Borderline by Madonna, but I want it to sound like Gloria Estefan. How do you feel about that? Yeah. And, you know, 5 minutes later, I was like, yeah, that, just like that.
Oh, so my God, what fun.
Yeah, it's good. And so there's that. But the other one I love, well, there's two I love, and they're slower and more simple, and that is Hymne à l'Amour, which is Piaf's great song that she called Hymne à la Marcel Sardin after she lost her beloved boxer, which we sing in English, but the words are about love. It's very topical and wonderful. Love is love is love is love, you know, and there's no end and no conditions. So for what that song says and for the fact that I think it reminds us there is more that unites us than divides us. I love that song.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful.
And what Minogue? We better. Is there any Minogue in there?
Look, there is Minogue. We open with Minogue. Oh. We open with Confide in Me.
Oh,
so you, at least you get them right in the mood from the start.
I certainly do. It's a dark Moorish Confide in Me tango.
Is he on the violin for that opening
bit?
He's
on the violin. He's actually, we were experimenting from the rehearsal that I just came from.
I do love that song.
I do too. It's my favourite Kylie song.
Because it was all when she went a little different, wasn't
it? She went a bit indie. Yeah, I do too. We may have some musical sore through it. I feel like that might be decided upon while last time I'm here talking to you. So we'll see how we go. Right. I don't know what I'm going back to.
But be in no doubt about this young lady's voice, because you do have a phenomenal voice.
Why,
and
thank you, sir.
I guess you could you can tackle anything, you know, but with tackling something like this, you've got to have the chops.
Well, I think these songs are universal, and I think they're timeless, and I think when you then take, you know, iconic popular music that I really love, you know, I think that pop music is as valid and as interesting as music from yesteryear, you know. I think that's where it gets interesting, where it gets
now,
exciting.
Now, Dean, she'd better be ready, hey, because when's this?
I know, you're kicking off on Friday.
No. Yes, we are.
You've got Friday and Saturday shows at 7 p.m. and another Saturday show at 4.
Oh, we are just backing it up. 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday, 7 p.m. on Friday. So we open on Friday and we close on Saturday. Get your skates
nice
on.
Though, isn't it?
I mean, and then on, I'll be at a bar nearby about, I don't know.
It's all there.
10 past 10 on a Saturday night.
You won't have to move far.
You've got it all there. Yeah, drinks in the dressing room.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
I would imagine Di Roll's already organised.
Bless her heart.
She's
Hello,
a drinker from way back.
I love it a bit. She's been fantastic.
There she is.
I do love working with her.
All right, Euromash is the name of it, and is Johanna Allen. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, lovely.
You're on joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.